Saratoga Springs is ideally situated and ideally positioned to accommodate the opportunities that this presents.
That's Republican Assemblyman Tony Jordan of the suburban capital region telling News Channel 13 those opportunities include $35 million annually for school and property tax relief. And if Saratoga gets the green light to transform its slots racino into casino, there will be jobs as the staff doubles to nearly 1,200 people. But the Institute for American Values believes otherwise. The New York City-based nonpartisan think tank has released three reports warning that casinos will ultimately be bad for the state. David Blankenhorn authored a casino land report. He says Cuomo is proposing regressive public policy.
The way he's pursued the policy has been deeply, deeply dishonest. There has not been a single study of this issue. There's not been a single public hearing. He has not given a single substantive speech about why he wants to do this. All he's done is just repeated the slogans of the casino lobby, including the slogan that this will create $1 billion worth of economic activity. That's what he says, and that's what the ads now say, but there's not a shred of evidence to support that claim. It's just a made-up number. It comes from the casino lobby. There's no study to back it up.
Paul Davies wrote another such report, Stacked Deck, which labels New York's casino plan as dishonest. Davies contends the plan is all about politics, not policy.
You would think you would do some sort of analysis or study to figure out how many casinos can the state support. How did they even come up with the number? It was all about politics. It had nothing to do with policy. It's all about who's going to get a casino, which friends are going to get a casino, where can we put them. Not, is this a good business to put in this particular area? As to your point, you know, is there any limit to it? No. And what happens in states is once they go down the gambling path, they ultimately just keep on expanding more and more gambling because it's not a sustainable business. And the only way you can keep it going is to try and find more ways to generate more revenue with gambling. And that's what's happened in state after state. So, you know, and there's going to be four casinos in upstate New York if it passes, but it'll be very quickly. The real money and the real game is going to be centered in New York City about trying to get casinos there. That's where the real cash is.
Barbara Whitehead prepared the report, Why Casinos Matter. She challenges New York to take a stand to protect citizens against the harm of casino gambling.
We now have a new institution in American life that's sponsored by the state, promoted by the state. The state gets revenue, but that revenue is highly regressive. It draws on income from people who probably can least afford to lose it.
A Cuomo spokesman referred calls for comment to Stu Loser of New York Jobs Now, who pointed to the fact that many New Yorkers routinely travel to neighboring states to gamble. And there are advantages to keeping that money in New York by creating Atlantic City-style casinos featuring a full slate of gaming, entertainment, and hotel accommodations. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.